Hey, what's up, Builder Tribe? We're excited to be back again. We've got some good information to go over today. We're excited. This is Ty Story and Tyler Nay here. Man, it's such a great time right now. There's so much going on, you know, with everything that we've had. There's a lot of noise and distraction. And, you know, this morning I was actually gassing up Circle K, and next door there's a ton of construction going on. They've got fence and there's people all over, and behind that there's an empty lot, and they're building a big EOS Fitness and lots of other things. So there's a ton of going on. It started making me think, like, man, how do they keep everything all organized? You know, like when you drive around a construction site, there's always so many people, but then you see where it starts off as just like a dirt field, and then it ends up this is an awesome place where people are getting fit, or, you know, oil changes or whatever's going on, you know. And I don't know, it just kind of got me thinking about that and the Builder Tribe, and essentially that's what everyone's doing, is we're starting from scratch. We're hoping to get this end result of this building, this team. And I mean, and that's kind of like what you've wanted, Tyler, right? Like for people to essentially kind of build up their own team, their own brand, and that fits right into the three pillars of, you know, developing yourself personally, professionally, and financially, you know. So kind of excited to dive into some things and kind of talk about more of the Builder program and what that would look like and how people really do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I love that analogy, and like this idea of having it built out in your mind ahead of time, of what it looks like what you're working towards. When we begin with the end in mind, there's more clarity, and we definitely are going to be a lot closer to ending with that result than if we just show up and start putting up walls and a roof and try to call it a gym or whatever it is, right? Like, so it, as you were talking about that, and as I've been reading, I love reading. I hope everybody is constantly picking up new books and just filling your mind with information. Sometimes you read a whole book and all you get out of it is one or two little nuggets, but that one or two nuggets could really be the difference maker for you. But relating to what you're talking about, I've been reading Urban Meyer's book, Above the Line, and one of the things that he says is you don't get the team you want, you get the team you build.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's, read that to me one more time. I like that.
You don't get the team you want, you get the team you build.
You get the team you build, for sure. Man, I've seen that true throughout my times of managing and recruiting. And sometimes it feels like you can kind of just be like wishy-washy, like in your own little oblivion state where you hear someone's like, hey, do you want to go door-to-door? And you're like, just kind of like, trying to throw mud on the wall, but you're trying to accept anybody who's interested because it's like, hey, it's door to door, you know? And you start to kind of realize, man, that's kind of an ineffective way to build a team. A lot of turnover. And then you look at other companies that have kind of like a defined culture, or they just have a different mindset. And it's like, there must be something different that they're doing. And then you kind of start to realize, like, they're not just going after everybody. They have kind of like a plan, and they're actually doing it. So have you noticed that?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I feel like over the years of recruiting and building offices and teams and things like that, I've learned some lessons. One is that I don't always know who's going to be successful in direct sales. Like there's been times where I've had somebody on my team that I thought was for sure, like he was like a dynamic guy, he was an athlete, like just super sharp, like you're like, man, this guy's got what it takes, right? Yeah. And then he ends up not having the work ethic, or he really lacks the personal confidence, like it's all kind of like superficial confidence that he had, and so the results just weren't there. And on the flip side, had guys that, you know, were number crunchers, like they, like seriously studying accounting to become an accountant, but in the summers they would go out and knock on doors, and I remember thinking, this guy, there's no way this guy's gonna make it, but because he had the work ethic and just that internal confidence, he was secure with who he was able to get massive results, and he ends up being an accountant after all anyway, right? But like, yeah. While he was working, he he definitely got the results in it, and it helped me to identify that, you know, it's not a one size fits all. And so I have to look at two things. One is that, like, it's not something where you just want to mass hire and bring everybody in. You want to identify what you want out of your culture and those kinds of things, but you also at the same time, you don't want to be so selective that you don't give people an opportunity either, right? But when you're thinking about building a team or building, you know, your own team, like, you guys all at this point should be looking at this as you're surrounding yourself and building your future team, right? And if you're already a manager, you're looking at this and saying, how can I strengthen my existing team? And so one of the ways that I feel like you can do that effectively is to kind of look at yourself, like, what are the things that have allowed you to be successful to this point? Like, what are your strengths that have allowed you to get where you are? What are the weaknesses that you feel like hold you back that you could recruit to leverage somebody else's strength, right? Like, you want to surround yourself with people that have similar strengths to yours, that see things in a similar light and fashion with certain core values, right? Like strong, solid work ethic, integrity, some of those kinds of things. But it doesn't mean they have to be as dynamic as an individual as you are. Or maybe you're not that dynamic and you need somebody that is a little bit more dynamic. Like, you want to go out and recruit and find somebody to fill in the gaps that you have. And so one of the things that I like to do on a regular basis is take personal inventory of, you know, where am I good and solid? Where are my strengths so that I can continue to leverage those things? But where am I weak? Like, where are the things that I could either improve that I need to work on, or that I need to bring somebody into my circle that I can leverage their strengths to make the team stronger, right? To make the team better. And I'll use you as an example, Ty. Like you are a very creative person, like creativity that I just don't have. Like, I love what you bring to the table. And so the opportunity to work with someone like you that has that level of creativity makes the whole company stronger and better. It makes our whole team and our organization better. Instead of me trying to go out and fake that kind of creativity or spend the years trying to develop that skill set when you already have it. So why not just create that opportunity for you to be able to come in and then leverage your strength where I don't have that same strength, and then it makes us stronger faster.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, for saying that, but let's kind of like look at what Tyler just said. You know, it's kind of like taking a gut check and saying, where am I really good at? What am I not good at? And let's take that even a step back. And that's even saying, let's build out a blueprint of who we are and what we want to go after. And some of these things might feel like, oh man, like, this just takes up time. I've got to go call on more customers. I've got to follow up. I've got all these things to do. But this is the foundation to really, when you're going out there, to help your mind be paying attention to the people that when you come across them, you're like, man, I just recognize that person has one of my weaknesses. I need to pursue this a little bit further. Or as you're going through that worksheet, you know, that, you know, and you're saying, hey, is this person a customer? Is this person, you know, a colleague? And you're kind of going through and you're filling that out and still working that list as you work through it. These things that, like, building this foundation and the mindset of it, of kind of who you really are and what you're looking for, will help in all of those situations. I firmly believe that when you kind of have that lined out, and it seems like that's kind of like, you know, at the top of the company, is you're kind of like saying, hey, how do we make 4 Energy grow and to continue to grow? It's like, well, where are your strong points and what are the things that you need support? And then it's like you start finding the areas that need some support in. But it kind of takes like a gut check in all of us to say, you know what, man, I am kind of maybe lazy in this area, or, you know, maybe self-centered in this area, or I do really good in these things. And that's something that's like, probably not everybody really wants to do. You know, they just kind of want to keep selling or But when you start to kind of break it down, it helps you kind of create a plan. And of course, building a building or building a team, it's going to be a lot easier if you kind of have a plan. And then you can kind of say, okay, here's the plan. Start back. I know where the end is. And now I'm going to go out and find those people.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things, you know, like just thinking about this, and I can't help but like relate it to football, because this is the book that I'm reading right now, and I see so much application to building a strong football team versus building a strong organization. Like, you don't go out and recruit 20 quarterbacks. You know, you need the linemen, you need the receivers, you need the running backs, you need the defensive team, you need all these different positions, because they all serve a purpose. And so think of the difference for those people that are on your contact list. When you reach out to them and say, hey, we're hiring, you want a job, you thinking about changing your career, like, hey, you know, versus, hey, Tyler, I'm reaching out to you. Like, I've been working with this company, and here's what I've been up to, and here's what I'm doing. And as I was thinking about who I could surround myself with as I build out my organization here, like, your mind just really stood out to me because of these certain strengths that you have, these qualities that you have. I just feel like this would be an amazing opportunity for us to be able to work together. And I just wanted to touch base and see if you're open to like seeing what it is that I'm up to and how this might be mutually beneficial for you as well, versus just reaching out and saying, hey, you're looking for a job.
Yeah, it was so much more personable. Even just that example of saying it, you can almost feel like if you were the one on the other end of that phone call,
yeah,
and someone's like, hey, like, I'm looking for these types of things, or I'm building, this is kind of what I'm up to, and your mind, your name keep coming to my mind, like, you know, that's like giving someone a compliment right there. But then all of a sudden it creates that feeling of like, well, yeah, I am curious. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, even if it doesn't work out, like, they still want to know, gives you an opportunity to talk.
Yeah. And like, that is a genuine way of attracting people to your organization, because we are working towards building longevity and building relationships. It's not about just getting as many butts in seats as we can. It's not about numbers. It's about quality. Now, certainly we want to have big organizations as well, create a lot of opportunity for a lot of people, but it's more than that. It's about finding the right people that are a culture fit, that can be go-givers and like see the bigger picture of what it is that we're doing, but they also can recognize their place in it, right? And so at some level, you all need to take that time to sit down and say, okay, well, where's my place in all of this? Like, what is it that I'm here to do and contribute? Because I'm telling you right now that you all have this opportunity to build a business and build an amazing business under the umbrella of 4Energy. Like, we've given you the tools and the opportunity so that you don't have to take on all that risk that we took on in the early days of doing this and bootstrap this thing. We've given you a leg up to be able to do some amazing things and have that support and have that brand, right? We've got 10 years of business and strong, solid brand and reputation. So now when you go and invite somebody to come and learn about it, they you have that credibility behind you. You don't have to say, hey, you know, I'm starting something from scratch. You want to take a risk on me?
Yeah.
You're saying, hey, look, I'm part of a company that's been around. They've like check their reviews out. Look at the track record of this company. Like, they're going places. We're doing some amazing things. I've been a part of it. I've been able to help this company get to another level. And I just really believe that together we can take it to an even greater level and have this amazing opportunity together.
Yeah. So I want to kind of dive a little bit deeper on something that you mentioned. So, you know, when you think about building out a football team, you do need everybody. You need the linemen, you need people blocking, you need the offensive coordinator calling the plays, you need kind of everything. So if you're there, it seems like maybe there's kind of two things I want to ask. Like, one, well, if you're kind of building out this avatar and you're kind of looking at yourself, your strengths and weaknesses, and then what type of people you want to attract, that's kind of like that avatar. Does that same avatar apply to the people that are maybe going to be lead gens versus people that you'd be closing versus people that might be helping you build a team and recruiting? Does it all kind of blend in, or do you just say, hey, I use this avatar for different positions? Is there kind of a different avatar for like the leadership people? And I'm saying, because you do need you know, you do need reps, and you know that, hey, sometimes reps may come and go a little bit more often. So I wanted to kind of just ask that, like, what do you do when kind of you're building out that, or how do you go about that? Like, how should...
It's a great question. So I completely agree with this thought that I initially stated. Of course, I agree with it. I stated. You don't know always who's going to rise to the top. You don't know. And so that's why we want to cast that vision out as far as we can and create an opportunity as big as possible. And one of the things that I read somewhere, and I don't remember where, I think it was a Jim Rohn quote, but he basically said, look, your dream has to be big enough that everybody else's dreams can fit underneath it as well, right? And so you need to cast out this big, huge opportunity. And the reason why I emphasize that is, like Ty said, some people are going to come and some people are going to go. Like, some are just not going to have what it takes to go out and do what it takes to actually move the ball forward. Like, we can't get sidetracked in these great things that we want to be able to do, creating all these amazing things. We still have to, at some level, we still have to go out and do the work. And some people aren't going to be willing to do that. They might be the most creative, talented person in the world, and you want them on your team because of those things. But if they can't go out and do the work, they're not willing to do what it takes to actually make things happen, it's not a good fit,
yeah.
Right? And so those people will churn themselves out. And so we want to be able to go out and recruit and create opportunity. If we know specific individuals that have certain characteristics that we're looking for, we definitely want to recruit towards them, right? We want to get in front of them and do our best to get them onto our team. But we also want to keep our eyes open that there's other people that could come on and reveal themselves as that person that could fill that spot or contribute in that way. And one other thing that I just want to put out there too, a lot of times people get scared to recruit someone that they see as someone who might have a bigger opportunity than themselves, if that makes sense what I'm saying. Like they get this mindset that they want to recruit somebody who will always follow them. They're essentially, it's like, hey, look, I'm going to bring you in, but like, I can't hold them down. I got to hold you down because you can't pass me up. Like I hear these in conversations, and anytime I hear that in a conversation with someone, I go, yeah, you don't get it. You're not a go-giver because you're coveting somebody else's success. You're coveting their opportunity. Like, I would much rather be the guy that says, man, I'm so glad that I was able to introduce you to this company so that you could spread your wings and like really do what you're capable of doing, and I got to be a part of that at some level, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to recruit people that I feel like will always be beneath me and never be able to do. Like, I look at it, I'm honestly always looking for the person that's going to be able to take my spot. Like, I want to replace myself. I want somebody that can come in and do the things that I'm doing better than I can do it, and that probably already exists underneath this roof, and there's just a level of training that needs to be in place so that they understand the systems and things. But like, I don't want to get in the way of what 4Energy is really capable of doing, right? Because I can only take it to a certain level. Somebody's going to come along that's going to say, look, you've done a great job getting it to here with your team and everything, but like, let me show you how to take it to this next level. And if I covet my position to the point where I'm not letting somebody else do that, then I'm hurting everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a go-giver like mindset, you know, of you want to only... You want to build a team, but then you don't want people to really succeed past what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of would be a great time to really look at the, you know, maybe an area of your weaknesses and different things. And that's what's so good about, you know, with the book club and all these other things that are kind of going on and reading and learning things that, you know, it's really trying to better ourselves as individuals, you know, and kind of taking that person, you know, how good could we actually be as individuals? You know, how well-rounded and how giving, you know, could we really be? So,
I just want to go back to this just really quick. I have a friend who works for a multi-billion-dollar company, and he's in a position in that company that, like, on paper, if you looked at it, like, he doesn't deserve to be in that position on paper. Okay. He doesn't have any degrees. He doesn't, like, he started out as a sales guy. He didn't graduate college, like, but what he was really good at was recruiting, building relationships, and creating opportunity for guys to level up. And because he was so good at doing that and seeing other people's strengths and leveraging their strengths against his weaknesses, that now he's like set himself up for life. He's in this phenomenal position, but it was because he didn't fear other people's capabilities. He attracted that. He went after that, and he surrounded himself by people that could do amazing things. And then he just made sure that he was there to help them get what they wanted. And it always leveled him up. It always put him in a position to do great things because he didn't try to hold people down.
Yeah, that's great. Man, lots of good stuff, man. Nate, you've been dropping the nuggets today. I think we've kind of covered a lot of stuff on definitely some powerful tools that if you use these tools, again, I guess you could say, you know, if you work them, they're going to work for your building your team. I mean, that saying, you know, is part of the culture in so many different areas. What can you give us? I mean, what more, you know, do you have something that would help us kind of figure out like a framework or any type of, you know, outline? Like if we want to really kind of like look at ourselves to like build out an avatar, what do you suggest doing from here?
Yeah. Great question. So two things. One, we do have this tool. It's a SWOT analysis, and we will share that out with you. And essentially what you want to do is you want to create this ideal avatar of what a successful team looks like. You want to identify your own personal strengths that make up this avatar, but then you want to identify where your weaknesses are so that you can recruit to those weaknesses so that you're strong in all areas. So that's a tool that we will share out with you. But the other one is one that you've already mentioned earlier on that I'm so glad that you did. It's the tool that's already been given you. Like that contact list where you pull out your phone and you start like listing everybody out in your contacts. Like take some time and go through that and look at those individuals that on your list that are potential colleagues and say, where can I leverage their strengths? Like I know this person, what do I know about them that is something that can make our team that much greater, right? And really take some time to work through that.
Awesome. So is that something that'll be, is that shared on the website, on the folder?
So we will share it onto the website. It'll be in one of the folders, but it'll have a link from that builder website that we've shared out with you. And then we'll also post it in the GroupMe so that you have access to it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, if you haven't had a chance, go on. There's so many tools available. Tyler is just a machine at getting things done and placing it, has everything so organized in that sheet with all your 100 contacts going through to help you out. But then there's a ton of other resources and materials that are out there. I know it's easy to get overwhelmed sometimes with we're just thinking about selling and knocking, but take some time to really you know, put effort into these things. They will help you progress forward. They help you get grounded and to start to gain some real traction, because you will no longer just be going out there trying to, you know, just survive. You'll have a plan, and then that plan will be able to be executed. And like we always say, if you work, it works.